Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Albert Breer, let's go. Albert, first of all, congratulations. Yesterday on the Football Sunday show, you told me that the Browns were going to have a big shakeup. You couldn't have been more, even picked the two guys. They're both fired.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, this is just an example of a situation getting so toxic that, you know, they couldn't go forward with one or the other because they both had baggage, you know, as a result of what's happened in that building over the last month.
Right.
And got so bad that, you know, I know Hugh said a week ago that, you know, they were going to address it, and it really was never addressed. Like, there was just business as usual last week. Icy between the two of them, and you know, I think as much as anything else, like for the first time in a long time, the Browns have a lot of good young players.
So you fire Jackson and you fire Haley, but you decide that the way to settle things is with Mr. Sunshine, Greg Williams. I mean,
yeah.
Are you kidding me? I mean, that's your answer? I mean, listen, I know Jimmy Haslam is a terrible owner. Okay, that's me saying that. Okay, he doesn't have a clue what he's doing. But the bottom line is, how can you tell me he's the short-term answer, Greg Williams?
I mean, it was either him or Al Saunders, and Al Saunders was seen in the building as sort of Hugh's guy, you know? And so I think the biggest piece of this is that there were factions in that building, Mike, where there was a Haley faction and there was a Jackson faction. And, you know, Al Saunders is the only other logical answer that was on staff. If you were going to stay inside the building, and with interim coaches, you usually do. And Al Saunders was seen as, you know, I mean, almost seen as like a spy for Hugh Jackson in the offensive meeting rooms. And so I think that they felt like they had to go with somebody who was completely unattached. I don't think Greg Williams is ideal. You know, but as far as duct taping it together for the next 2 months.
Right.
They felt like it was the best.
And he's the interim because everyone in America knows that they're going to try and pry Lincoln Riley out of Oklahoma. I mean, everybody in the world knows that. So the question is, I don't know that Lincoln Riley's going to leave, but they're going to try and get him.
And I wouldn't think that they'd be the only team that would be part of that effort.
Right. But, you know, but that's his quarterback in Cleveland, so everyone's going to think that, you know.
Yeah,
that, you're right,
I
right.
Should tell you, I watched Dallas there, too. I mean, if he's going to leave Oklahoma, and Oklahoma's a great job. I mean, Oklahoma's
right, and these guys don't have to leave these jobs because they can make a lot of money and they get months off, which they don't get in the NFL. So that's why a lot of guys don't want to leave these college jobs now.
The money, I mean, right now the money's not much different.
No, no, you know? and they actually get some. They can have some. Cost certainty. They can have some job security. They live in nice places, and they're kings. They live like kings, and they get a couple of months of relaxation.
Right, and I think, like, look, I mean, the NFL is fascinated with Riley. And
absolutely.
Like, every team.
Yep.
Went through there over the course of the last year.
Yep.
And they've picked Lincoln Riley's
brain. He's averaging 9 yards a play and everything else. And he's got, he's become the prototype, you know?
They are fascinated with him.
Right.
So the next step of that, and look, I talked to Lincoln about this over the summer, and he said, you know, the year before, he probably had like maybe a coach or two come through and watch film with him.
Right.
He said this year, it was almost every team in the league sat down and watched tape with him. And so, NFL's clearly fascinated with him, and, you know, the next step, and we saw it for Chip Kelly 6 or 7 years ago, the next step is somebody trying to hire him, and I think that's, again, we don't know if he wants to leave Oklahoma, but, you know, I think the next step is, you know, teams like Cleveland, potentially Dallas, you know, taking a look at the idea of bringing him in.
All right, let's get to the most important stuff. We're talking about Albert Breer. And again, he hit it on the head yesterday with Cleveland, hit both guys on the head too. So now Greg Williams is the interim there. We mentioned, of course, Lincoln Riley, who will be the object of a lot of people's affection. Trade deadline tomorrow. We're obviously interested in the Giants first. Start with the Giants and then branch out wherever you want.
Sure. I think with the Giants, the name you want to watch is Janoris Jenkins, who plays a value position, isn't making that much money. If you trade for him, you get him at, I think, about $22.5 million over the next 2 years beyond this year. So you have him locked up for an extended period of time. He can play. I don't think he's ever going to be a team captain or anything like that, a team leader or anything like that. But, I mean, he's a guy who you can bring in and can be, you know, a very effective player in the secondary and probably for the next couple of years. And so I think right now the way other teams are looking at it is he's probably the most attractive trade chip the Giants have. I think the Giants are open for business on a lot of different players. Alec Ogletree is another one who could, you know, I mean, they could garner some interest there. And then outside of New York, there are a couple teams that I think I would qualify as sellers. One would be the Denver Broncos. And Demaryius Thomas, I think, is available. I would say on the defensive side of the ball, Brandon Marshall and Shane Ray are two. And teams have asked about the corners, Bradley Roby and Chris Harris. I think those guys can be had, but they've got some depth issues at those positions. So they might be a little less willing to move them. Arizona is another team that I think would be a seller, although I don't think they're going to part with Patrick Peterson.
He'd be an expensive guy, Patrick Peterson. And Larry Fitzgerald doesn't want to leave, right?
Yeah. Look, Larry Fitzgerald's the face of the franchise. So Larry Fitzgerald's only leaving if Larry Fitzgerald goes to ownership and says, I want to go.
Right.
And he hasn't done that. So I think Fitz stays. I think Peterson probably stays. And Chandler Jones has actually, believe it or not, attracted more attention on the market from other teams than Patrick Peterson has. And I don't think he's going anywhere either. And so I think you'd be looking at second-tier players from Arizona. And then you have single players, like kind of these single guys in different places across the league that are available because of contractual situations. I think, you know, it's a couple of the biggest names there. Clint Dix in Green Bay would be one who, you know, I believe is available right now. If you're willing to give up a pick for him, is in a contract year, but it's a really good player. And then, you know, I think there are a couple of guys in Oakland, Carl Joseph, a former first-round pick, and Gary Connolly, another former first-round pick, who I think could be had.
And so you don't think – forget Beckham, because Beckham's going nowhere. We know that with that contract. But there's nothing going on. I mean, Eli pretty much – he said it to me last Monday, and he said it again yesterday, that he's not even going to waive his no trade.
Yeah, I'd be pretty surprised. I mean, I don't think it's impossible that, you know, maybe, you know, further down the road after the season, next season, whenever it is, if they've got a new quarterback coming in or there's going to be that sort of turnover, then, you know, maybe something happens. I think it's borderline impossible that it's going to happen over the next 24 hours. So I'm with you. I take Eli at his word, saying he doesn't want to go anywhere, and I don't think the Giants...
Will this be a... I don't know how long they're going to play him, though, with this behind this line. I just don't know how long it's going to happen. I don't know what's going to be the end... Not that it matters anymore anyway, but, I don't know if he's going to like finishing his career on the bench, but, you know, behind this offensive line, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, the line's so putrid, it won't help anybody, so it's not going to be any... I mean, the way it played yesterday, again, was just unbelievable.
Sure. And we've talked about this for the last few weeks on Sundays, Mike. I mean, they're finally, I think the last, you know, they're finally being honest with themselves about where they are. They need to blow it up. This needs to be a deliberate rebuild. And so I think for the rest of the year internally, they're going to be talking about evaluating different guys. And so what's this guy's place in the roster going forward? What's that guy's place in the roster going forward? And the only reason why I could see where they would move away from Eli, and this has happened in other places too, is if Eli's playing so poorly, if it gets to this point where Eli's playing so poorly, we're so shell-shocked playing behind that line, that they can't get a clean evaluation on the other 10 guys in the huddle. That's where I could see it happening. I don't think there's a great appetite in the organization right now to throw Kyle Ouellette out.
I think if you put him out there, you're just going to get him killed. I mean, a kid with no experience playing behind that line is going to have a disaster, an absolute disaster.
And I haven't gotten any sense from anybody there over the last 5 months. I mean, not saying he doesn't have any future in the NFL, but I haven't gotten a sense from anybody there that he's been any sort of revelation that they believe they're going to be building around him. I mean, he is what he is. He's a fourth-round pick.
Yeah, they compare him to Jeff Rutledge. So, I mean, there's a perfect example. All right. So do you think it's going to be a very active day? It usually disappoints, but do you think for some reason this is going to be a very active day?
Well, I think there are three reasons why the trade markets, at least right now, what I can tell you definitively is the phone lines are burning up like they haven't in the past. And there, to me, there are three reasons for that. One, the cap goes up is going up $10 million every year, so teams have more flexibility. Two, you've got younger general managers, guys like Howie Roseman and Les Snead have been part of this the last couple of years, where they're willing to think outside the box a little bit more. And three, because there's been so much turnover in the GM ranks over the last 5 years, what you've got, Mike, is you've got new GMs or new-ish GMs in places where they don't have attachment to players who are there. So this guy isn't my first-round pick. This guy wasn't my free agent signing. And so, you know, when you've got situations like that where guys don't have that attachment to players, they weren't the ones who brought them in, they'd obviously be a lot more open to moving them.
Sounds good. All right, we'll check in with you and see what's going on tomorrow, but thanks very much. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Thank you. Albert Breer does a good job for us. Thank you. That's very good. Eli coming up at 5 o'clock. We'll be right back.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.